USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
11 men are in custody after an hours-long standoff Saturday morning with Massachusetts State Police. The incident took place after a traffic stop on I-95 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, where a group of armed men exited their vehicles and fled into some nearby woods. Police negotiators were eventually able to end the standoff, with the men surrendering peacefully. They told police they were members of a group that didn't recognize our laws. The 11 face firearms and other charges. And authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble. 121 residents are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations have been temporarily halted while work begins to demolish the part of the structure that has remained standing. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the building have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A social media company is making a big policy change. Mike Fortier reports.
Pinterest announcing this week it will no longer post weight loss ads. The company says it wants Pinterest to be the place where everyone belongs, regardless of body shape or size. Pinterest, the first company to ban all weight loss ads on its platform, they encourage others to do the same. Ads promoting healthy lifestyles and habits or fitness services and products will still be allowed, though, provided they don't focus on weight loss. The National Eating Disorders Association applauds Pinterest, and it says it also hopes this encourages other companies to follow suit. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Elsa weakened into a tropical storm Saturday as it moved through the Caribbean. The storm has slowed down as it passes between Haiti and Jamaica and is expected to make a turn north on Sunday, eventually moving through central Cuba and towards Florida. Forecasters expect it to move near or over the west coast of the state on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled that an Amish group in Minnesota doesn't have to comply with county building codes. Wendy King has the details.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Trooper community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. The septic system would filter and treat so-called gray water, which is left over from use in bathing, cooking, and laundry. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. The community offered instead to install less sophisticated treatment systems that use wood chip filled basins to filter the gray water. The county denied that as an option and threatened to declare their homes uninhabitable. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a new report says the fencing around the Capitol building could soon be taken down. The extra security fencing, erected after the January 6th riots, could be removed as early as next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.